Cave Japa, Part 2. We're discussing about making the cave in your house. And we're left off by saying, leave your phone outside of the cave in some other place. Don't bring it into the cave. And switch the phone on silent and no vibe mode. Beg your dear ones to spare you for 2 hours, leaving you alone in the peace of solitude to communicate with Krishna. Enter your cave, sit on a pure asana of wool or silk, and use it only for japa. Now you can freely open your heart and reveal your mind. Voice your divine aspirations and feel the presence of Radha and Krishna as you attentively absorb yourself in chanting Hare Krishna. By doing this, you will realize that silence is golden, but solitude is platinum. Number 2. Create silence. When creating your cave room, try to make it as soundproof as possible. But remember that totally soundproof means no oxygen. For concentrated japa, chant during the silent times of early morning and late night, 3 to 6 a.m. and 11 to 3 a.m., 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. To enhance the silence during these times, or to create silence of a cave during noisy times in your home, you can wear on your head hearing protection headphones without built-in sound system. For the last 30 years, I personally have been regularly using a comfortable pair of sound reducing or removing hearing protection headphones made by a company called Peltor, P-E-L-T-O-R, model H10A Optimi 105. These very effectively create the silent space necessary for focused, concentrated japa. If you are not so fortunate as to have a private japa cave in Vrindavan, then such headphones are the best alternative, either alone or in combination. Headphones and early morning hours provide that essential silence which will definitely improve the quality of your nam japa. And one thing I can definitely say is that at least for India, such headphones are a must. 3. Create darkness. Besides chanting in the naturally dark times of night and early morning, you can create cave darkness at any time by the following steps. So we talked about solitude and silence. Now we're talking about creating darkness. You can create cave darkness at any time by following the following steps. A. Turn off all the lights in the room, including clocks, night lights, power cords, etc., in the cave room. And if you have in your wall built-in lights, emergency light built into the switchboard, some tiny little orange light or whatever, you can cover that light with some blue tack or a piece of paper or whatever, because that will upset the darkness effect. At least it can. B. Block all incoming sunlight, if it's daytime, by closing doors and using thick, dark-colored window curtains. If you can't see your hand when held in front of your face while sitting for japa, then you have created cave darkness. If even a little light will stop melatonin production and impede concentration. C. Cover the eyes with eye covers or masks as used for sleeping in airlines. D. Or cover the head and face with dark colored cotton cloth. Take a piece of cloth measuring 48 inches by 24 inches, 4 feet by 2, 120 by 60 centimeters. Fold it in half for a final size of 24 inches by 24 inches. Use this cloth to cover the top of the head and face to below the neck. Gather the excess cloth at the neck and close it with a clip or close pin. It should be so dark that you can't see your hand in front of your nose. Of the two, I find colored cloth more effective and comfortable, and it also gives other benefits. Those who are aware of color healing can use different colored cloths to cover their heads. I will describe the qualities of two colors, indigo and green. Some say indigo is Krishna's color and green as an emerald or dark Vrindavan forest green is the color of the unified jyotis of Radha Govinda Yuga. The color green. By nature, green is a restful color which calms emotions and soothes the body and mind. The color green represents energy, growth, hope, and new life. Yogic healers say the Sahasra Chakra, crown chakra on top of the head, which is a controller of all chakras, is nourished by the color green. Indigo. Indigo is a cooling and calming color. Indigo governs or influences the Ajna Chakra, located between the eyebrows, which is the meditation point to focus on during japa that is mentioned in Gita, chapter 8, verse 10, Madhya Bhruvo, between the eyebrows. Healers say the indigo color helps raise the consciousness. Now you are ready to practice cave japa in your private bhajan cave. However, the solitude, silence, and darkness of your cave room might put you to sleep. To avoid this and get the full benefit from cave japa, one should rest early the night before in order to be fresh and completely awake. It is quite natural that you may feel a little uncomfortable at first, adjusting to headphones, headcloths, and chanting for 2 hours alone in the darkness. It would be a lot easier if we had private snake and scorpion-free caves in the sacred land of Vrindavan. All this arrangement to improve one's japa chanting shows Krishna our sincerity. Krishna sees that we truly want to surrender and seriously absorb ourselves in this most important practice of Krishna consciousness. As one surrenders, so Krishna rewards. We guarantee that if you chant japa in a cave room of darkness and silence, especially in the early morning, you will become very peaceful, centered on Krishna, and have many divine and richly rewarding spiritual experiences. If this does not happen, then you can get a full refund by returning the darkness and silence to Krishna. Close your cave, sit down on the living room couch to chant japa, and then fall asleep with all the lights on. Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki Jai, Cave Japa Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jai Jai Shri.